The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. You know, I was listening to this thing where it says this show will open the doors to living in the moment. You know, that door to living in the moment can close at any time.
And it's very narrow, by the way, that door.
It can be wide open.
It can be wide open, but the doorway is just this moment.
That's right. That's very narrow.
That is very
and very wide.
Yes, both
simultaneously. You know,
what?
The name of today's show is How Old Are You? Really? So, you know, I looked at that and I thought, well, I'm chronologically a certain age. And then I looked and, but do I operate from my chronological age or am I operating from the age of a point in time when I made a decision about life and how I was going to be from that point on? So, you know, like when you're a certain age, when you say, oh, that's cool. When you see a kid 2 years older than you, when you are 10 and they're 12 or 13, and then you emulate them, you try to be like them, that cool-looking, acting child. So who's running your life, really? Are you running your life, or are the decisions that you made as a child running your life? That's what we're going to talk about today.
And the best way to get the most out of this show today is by truly, truly listening.
But you see, that's almost impossible.
Yeah, it is, because you're so smart.
Right.
You smarty two-shoes.
And your mind will finish our sentences before we get to the end with what you know. Now, that's a very interesting thing. So if your mind is constantly filtering to look for what it already knows, and there's scientific evidence now that our minds don't want to learn anything that challenges what we already know.
So it's much more likely to disregard that which is inconvenient to what is already established.
Right. You gather evidence to prove what you know to be right from your point of view.
And disregard everything else.
Everything else.
You know, I've already personally discovered something this morning.
What was that?
Well, two things. One is we're not going anywhere. So when we started the show, we often write up a series of thoughts or ideas or things to talk about on the show. And when Shia launched, it was not at all what we had written so far. And it was really important.
Sounds like me.
Yeah, I love it. It was important for me to listen.
Yes.
Not have an agenda of where I wanted to get to, where I wanted to go, what I wanted to prove, what I wanted to think about, my ideas, not try to
bring us back on track.
Because there is no on track. There's just this
now,
moment.
Right.
There's just being here.
That's right. That's why we call the show Being Here. So if there's only this moment of now, as a reality, if there's only this moment of now, then the past has no control over you, and the future has no control over you if you are in this moment of now. You know, it's interesting. Ariel and I were in the Bahamas last week, and a lot of the people on the island we happened to be on were senior citizens. And I was shocked by the amount of thoughts I had about my own personal demise, you know, about how much longer I had to live and the quality of my life. I don't normally think about that, but in that environment, I was being influenced. My thoughts, my ability to link up with other people's thought processes, which all of you have, all of us have. You see, we are, our minds are so much more sophisticated than we know. They have the ability to link up with the thought processes of the people around us, so we fit in. And I was shocked to discover how much of my thoughts were on my own ending. Now,
well, when you talk about how old are you, really, and as Shai started this show, that he's a certain chronological age, which in his case is currently 70, you've also overheard things in your growing up process where you've internalized what it means to be 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, etc.
When I was a kid, I remember people saying, at 30, you can't trust anyone over 30.
Yes, because after 30, you join the establishment, and you're, it's all downhill from there. So you have ideas that you've been inculcated into, and if you blindly follow that prescription, then when you're 70, your life is over.
I'm really glad I didn't blindly follow that prescription.
Now, on the other end of the spectrum, you put together things, overheard things, had a developmental age when you were younger, say age 5, 6, 7, 8, and younger, of course, where there are certain things set in place. We have fun with our friends Amy and Andy Gideon talking about their kids, and we've been privileged to be around for the birth of their first son, Alex, and then, of course, the growing of both their kids. And one of the things that Andy recently was talking about was how kids learn to complain. And at an early age, at around age 5, if one or the other of their children didn't like something, they'd often say things like, "You're mean." But around age 8, if you were asked to brush your teeth or do your homework, or it came up with, "It's not fair. It's just not fair." And I found this morning I had that little 8-year-old in my head, that younger version of me, because I woke up this morning and I had the start of a cold, and it felt like the start of a cold. And my first thought was, it's not fair. I've been living well. I've been eating the right things. I've been exercising. And, you know, it's not fair. And it was fun to see it because I could disengage from it. The three principles of instantaneous transformation are really excellent here. The first being, anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominate your life.
So that means anything that you say no to, you get stuck with.
So my apparent gear up for a cold this morning, had I resisted it, that's what my whole conversation, my life would have been dominated with this morning.
Yes.
Second principle is, you can only be exactly as you are. So you wake up healthy, you're healthy. You wake up with an ache or a pain, you wake up with an ache or a pain. You can only be exactly as you are in any given moment.
Exactly.
And you know, you can think about how you'd like it to be different, but that doesn't
make it different.
Third principle.
Anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is, that means you don't complain about it, and that means you don't, well, okay, I'll allow it to be this way. Well, that's not, if there's any resistance to it, or any judgments about how your life is showing up, that's the first principle. But if you allow it to be exactly as it is, it completes itself in the instant that you see it.
Now, here's the deal, though. Sometimes you have these automatic, reflexive complaints. That doesn't mean you're doing your life wrong. I had an automatic, reflexive complaint to the condition of my body this morning. So if you don't judge your judgment, it unwires it. So I saw it as it happened. I had a chuckle with myself. I moved on about my day. I'm quite happy. I have to admit that I'm feeling quite fine now. I'm feeling the humidifier definitely helped things because it's kind of dry here after having been away. But I really like that it's the three principles. I let go of that thought. I didn't resist having that thought. I didn't resist my body condition. And then it didn't dominate my day.
Well, let's talk about decisions for a second.
Let's.
Because, see, decisions are what people do in a moment of contraction. They make an ongoing decision about the future, how they're going to be. So I'm never going to do that again, or I won't let myself be hurt again. I'm not going to enter in relationship again.
Mm-hmm.
Those decisions go forward in time, and they dictate how you approach your life. The only problem with making a decision about how you're going to be in your life is that you do that when you're off course, when you're off, when you're not in, grounded in your life.
When you're contracted over something, saying no to something, that's the only reason to make a decision. You don't have to decide how to cross the room correctly, but if you bump your shin, you may decide never to, you know, do that again. That's usually something that happens in a moment of contraction.
Well, yeah, and what happens is that's when, and there were many moments of contractions as a child that you made decisions about how to live your life, and the how old are you really? Doesn't matter your chronological age, your emotional age is what, based on these decisions, is what dictates how you interact with your life. And that could be a disaster. I mean, would you ask an 8-year-old for relationship advice?
Or what to do in your career, or an investment strategy? You're more likely to go out and buy a whole pile of Legos than you are to come up with a good plan. I want to build something. I want to build something in my life. Let's get Legos. So I'm actually liking all the different permutations of how old are you really, because it has vast, vast reaching
ramifications. We didn't say we finished each other's sentence.
Well, we do.
So, sorry.
If you haven't figured it out by now, we do. You know, before we go to break, very quick shout-out to Heidi. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Heidi, at the United Nations.
Yes, it's her last month at the United Nations. She's reached retirement age.
Yeah, she's been there 37 years.
Yeah, you know, Amy's birthday is Amy Gideon's this week. Ellen, a bunch of our friends. Happy birthday, all, and we'll be back.
And Alan. Alan is in Italy. I hope you've arrived there already, Alan, and we hope to see you again when you
come back to the New York area. We're going to take
listening.
A break now. We'll be back shortly. Come on back. And don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hi.
You know, March has just started, and our new newsletter just went out. If you're not yet on the Excellence Club or you receive our newsletter, just go to our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. And one of the things in this month's newsletter, aside from the article and our audio and our video of love and sex after marriage, which is really fun, by the way, is a great...
Sex is fun.
It is. A great blog by... John in Canada, who's one of our listeners, talking about the art of flirting, what happened for him after listening to our radio show, The Art of Flirting, and how it impacted him as an orthodontist and working with his staff. And we got another email from him recently. He actually listens to our show in the car on the way to work, and randomly up came The Art of Flirting again, and he was listening to it when another car raced up and cut him off, and that part of him that responded to that gentleman's aggressiveness wanted to compete with this other car and race past him through the intersection just to show him who was boss. And he saw that was a juvenile perspective, that it wasn't necessary, that he didn't have to comply with the dictate of a young person's wanting to have dominance, and he didn't do it. And another car crossing through the intersection, I'm assuming against the light or they ran the stop sign, came through, and he was able to stop in time. And had he been proving himself, he would have had what he considered would have been quite a potentially life-threatening
accident.
And he was so grateful that he wasn't pulled forward by that juvenile mind perspective that was put in place. Our approach, Shy and Mine,
is not psychological. It's anthropological. An anthropologist notates how a culture functions. And if you just notated, just saw without judging how it is that you operate into life, that would make life so much easier. You know, this program is really about enlightenment. It's not about getting better. It's about living an enlightened life.
And that happens, oddly enough, by getting being in, here.
By getting into the current moment of your life. We have a caller.
We do. Mena, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Mena,
hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you in
hello?
Cambridge?
I am.
Excellent.
And I'm loving listening to your show. And I was really struck by what you were saying about decisions. And it just reminded me of an amazing thing that happened at one of your workshops that I went to. Well, so many all the time. But I made a decision when I was a child that because I wanted to be a writer, and I decided that I would give it until I was 30. And if I hadn't been successful by then I would give up.
And how old I remember were you when you made that decision?
About 19, I think.
Okay.
And I remember I stood up in your workshop and I told you, and I thought it was a really reasonable and perfectly sensible decision to make. You know, it seemed to me very rational.
Well, if you and stop, it is reasonable. It is rational. It followed your logic system. But if we look at the difference between change and transformation, change is reasonable. You're looking that if it's not going the way you think you should by age 30, you're going to change direction, and it's dictated by your mind. And transformation isn't reasonable. It's not based in reasons or your logic system. It includes your logic system, but it's not based in it.
Yeah. That's
so
really cool.
It was reasonable.
Yeah, and that's how I ran my whole life,
right.
I suppose, by being reasonable and thinking things and then acting on them. And when I met you, I couldn't quite understand this whole living in the moment thing. I mean, I'd heard it, like you were saying, I thought I understood it. You know, I had it in my mind, but I really didn't.
Yeah, I love that you say you thought you understood it. The difference between understanding being in the moment and being in the moment is profound.
We had a young man, Mena, come on Monday night who is a philosophy major at a community college. He's a freshman. He's a young man, very young in his thoughts. And he was telling us his theories, but they're very... There's a difference between thinking about these theories and thinking they're cool and actually living your life that way. And so I love that you say you thought you understood them.
Yes, what strikes me is that I'm still shocked. You know, even listening to you today, it brought me to another feeling in myself that I haven't felt. Or there's something about... When I keep going to your workshops or listening to the podcast or to the radio shows, it feels new every time. I can't really explain it.
Well, it is new every time. Look, we talk about the same things over and over again because there's not much to talk about being in the moment. You know, there are these three principles. There is about listening. There is about, it's all the same stuff over and over. But each moment is created newly, so it's not that we're by rote speaking about things that are theories or ideas. It's about a rediscovery, a recreation, if you will, in each moment of the idea that there's a possibility called right now, this moment of now, as a moment of your existence, your self-expression, your creation. It's all taking place in this moment, not over time.
Yeah. My mind still can't make sense of it. And yet, when I experience it, it just feels magical because my mind says to me, well, I don't need to listen to another radio show or something, or I heard something, or... But
or I've been to a workshop. Why go to another?
I know this.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or I listen to the radio show. Why go to a workshop?
Yes. My mind, I really notice the more that I spend time with you that my mind is so, it just keeps going over the same things again and again and again. And it really doesn't change its opinions and it's, everything is very reasonable and rational and very uninspiring. And
I have a question for you.
Yep.
How old are you now?
33.
Oh, I'm so glad you did not give up writing at 30. How old were you when Hay House bought your first book, Men, Money, and Chocolate?
31.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote it a month after I did your workshop, because I went to your workshop and I can't remember exactly what you said, and that's often the case. I felt enlightened after you said it, and I remember that feeling. You know, I went into the workshop feeling very kind of sure of myself and not feeling very good, and I came out feeling completely wonderful and amazing and not sure of anything anymore, in a way. And then I sat down and I wrote this book that I never knew I could write. And my life, I mean, I just feel so much. And now I've written a second book, and it's coming out in June, and I've dedicated it to you both.
Well, thank
because
you.
I,
well, tell
you're
people
very
what
welcome.
The name of it is so they can look for it.
It's called Happier Than She's Ever Been.
Oh, awesome. I didn't even know the
title. And I just know that. Cool.
If you're
I just know
it
I would...
up, it's under the name of Menna von Prague. That's her writing, her nom de plume.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And I know I never would have written it if I hadn't have been to your workshops. And I think also to keep going, because I've really noticed that my mind just keeps chiming in all the time.
Yes.
And I really need the consistency. Like the other day I watched all the podcasts again on the Premium Excellence Club, and it was just fantastic.
Well, while we were in the Bahamas, we watched all 80 of our current podcasts, and some that haven't come out yet we saw and we listened, and because we're working ourselves on a new book, and it's really wonderful to bring yourself back to center by going to the gymnasium of the moment.
Mm.
And it was just such a lovely working vacation.
Menna, we've gotten lost in conversation here, but which was lovely, but did you have a question?
I was just thinking about the decisions when we were talking about that. I suppose that when I go to your workshops and listen to your things and everything, I feel that I'm capable of anything, and that I feel new in that moment, and I stop listening to my thoughts, and then when I get back into my thoughts, it seems to me that my main one is about that I'm not capable of certain things, or that things aren't going to turn out well, or
that's so
and then
great.
I'm
that really is so great. I like that. Because you're going to have to remember this question, you see, because we can only just barely begin to answer it before we have to take a break.
Can you come back with us after the break, Menna?
Absolutely.
Most perfect.
But you're going to have to remember the question, because my mind doesn't hold things over time.
So actually,
my mind does, but I don't have much of a mind left.
I think it's perfect, because we'll talk about how people have the idea that they're not capable. And by the way, that was an idea put together in the past. And we'll talk more with Menna when we come on back. And don't miss being here.
Right on.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success.
health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And we're talking with...
Menna.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello again. So my question is that my commonest thoughts, I seem to notice, are about me not being capable of things. And when I'm at your workshops, I experience that that's not true. But I wanted to know, how do I kind of know that on a day-to-day basis when I'm just out and about in my life? Because the thoughts
that,
just keep coming
true.
In.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. First off, at our workshops, you get sucked into the current moment of your life. See, we create an environment that pulls you, literally, effortlessly, into the current moment of now. And then those thoughts about your inadequacies, your inabilities, you're not capable of things, those thoughts don't exist. Because in the current moment of now, all there is now. Those thoughts exist in your mind, and they come from your past, and decisions that you made at an early age about your capability of
when
producing.
When you weren't capable.
Right, where you weren't, didn't have the motor skills and the intellectual capabilities and the ability to that you've developed over the number of years of your life. And so those decisions start to run. So when you're not in our workshop in your normal daily life, if you're not engaged in what you're doing, your thoughts about your capabilities come up like a screensaver on a computer.
So that's answer number one. If you don't listen to those thoughts, in particular having any value, but recognize that they come up when you're disengaged, that it's indeed like a screensaver. Our early screensaver had flying toasters. I know there's no such thing as a flying toaster, but it looked real on the screen, the same reality as I'm not capable. So if you realize all that means is you're disengaged, you can look around and see what you need to engage in. The other thing is, you know, Shai was talking about how we get pulled into the moment. listening. In our courses, we actually practice listening. You had something to say.
I lost it. It just went away. You can either... I got it back. See, here's the thing, Mena. You think you are your thoughts.
Yes.
See, when that conversation, that voice you listen to says, I don't like this, or I'm not capable of that, or I'm not good enough, or I don't know how to write, you actually think that that voice that you listen to is you. That's not you. That's just a voice. That's like a recording. And if you notice, those recorded thoughts repeat themselves over and over, day in, day out. The transformation, what you've discovered, Mena, is that you can have new thoughts each day.
Yes.
Not just the same old, same old.
The other thing is, you may not have caught it yourself, but I caught it as you were speaking. What you talk about that happens for you when you come to our workshops, you drop into the experience of you rather than what you think about you. And what you think about you is not going to change because the thoughts are already constructed. We talk about it in our first book, Write Once, Read Many. They're like worms. Your mind is worm-infested. It's something that was put together in an indelible format when you were an earlier version of you, and they're there to be read at any time, but it doesn't make it accurate or current or reality.
Or true. And it's
That's so amazing that you said that, because I thought that when I transformed, that my thoughts would transform, and that then...
That just doesn't work that way. That's why you can be transformed and have the same thoughts. The question is whether you're going to listen to those thoughts, believe them to be true, and operate through them as though they are reality. See, and with transformation, you have a possibility, an alternative to what you've always done.
I love that you're an author, Mena, because when you say you thought your thoughts were going to change, it's kind of like going to Men, Money, and Chocolate, and by the end, you know, your heroine has a journey, and she discovers things toward the end that are not apparent to her in the beginning. And those thoughts that you have are like the early pages in your book. You're not going to go back to the beginning of the book once things have resolved and find that the beginning's any different. We have thoughts that were put together at the beginning of our own personal books.
And they keep playing every day.
And sometimes those pages just slip in.
I love that.
By the way, we're looking forward to seeing you at the end of the month when you come into Hamburg for the Freedom to Be Yourself.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to that. I love the title, The Freedom to Be Yourself.
Yes.
Because that's what I experienced.
Yes. So we get to see her on April 1st through 3rd. You guys, whoever's listening, you're welcome to join us. Other folks are traveling in from the UK and from the US. And I'm not sure if Cheryl from China's coming, but, you know, you're all welcome. And we're also doing Freedom to Breathe when we're there on Thursday, March 31st. If you want to do something a little closer to you, if you're in the New York area, we are doing the License to Live March 11th through 13th.
Because rarely do people give themselves license to live their lives. Usually the script that they either agreed with or disagreed with runs their life. You know, those internal programs that were put in place in our earliest childhood run our lives. So we're giving people an opportunity to take control of their own life and give themselves license to live.
So,
I love that.
Mena, thank you for calling in today.
Thank you so much.
It's been a real pleasure
chatting
with you.
Really?
Yes, it has been wonderful. Thank you.
Please say hello to all of the gang in the Cambridge area. And by the way, we're looking forward to coming to do the Creativity and Intuition with all of you guys
in Cambridge
in July.
Yes, me too.
All right, darling. Have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Mm. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You know, we have another Brit calling
yes.
in.
Yes.
Danny, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Aaron. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Oh, beautifully.
Brilliant. Hi. It's been a very, very inspiring show.
Oh, well, thank you.
It was really amazing because I sort of had a similar thought that once I do sort of get more into the moment and get sort of start more being into the moment rather than just have this understanding, I did really think that my thoughts are going to disappear and I don't have the same reoccurring thoughts. So it's interesting to hear that I'll still have those thoughts, but I just need to learn not to believe in them. But the question that I have was, for example, I have this personality or something I'd call it's like a people pleasing personality, which I've learned sort of the culture I grew up with, and sort of I remember my mom always saying, you've got to be nice to people because you never know when you're going to need them in the future. And sort of I still have that in me, and sometimes I find it really hard for me to distinguish
Let me stop you for a second.
Yes.
You know, you might just be really nice to people.
Not because
in the future you're going to need them. Not because of anything that it'll get you back. You might just try including the people that show up in this moment of your life as though they're supposed to be there. Now, that's a novel idea, isn't it?
Yes.
Enjoy them like they're part of a movie that's unfolding called Your Life, and you can have fun with it.
Yes, that sounds much better.
I know you haven't quite got to what you thought your question was, but I was caught with how you characterized being a people-pleasing person as a bad thing or a negative thing. And in the minute we have here before we have to take a break, I just want to suggest to you that we know you, and aside from that extra that you do out of a pressure to please, if we were just to, you know, take a little cloth and wipe that away and see Danny, you're truly a lovely, nice, pleasing person already. You don't have to do that extra. It's not about doing. It's really integral to who you are. I don't see you as a person who has an interest in being unkind or malicious.
And the other thing is, I don't think that your being kind comes from anything your mother said about needing people in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're just kind.
And I'm going to stick by that, and we'll leave it at that as we go for a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Of course.
Excellent. Come on back, everyone, and don't miss
being here.
On a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, y'all.
Yeah.
We're speaking to the lovely Miss Danny.
Hello.
Hello. All right. So you were asking us a question.
Yes. So it was about sort of the people-pleasing personality, which I understand now that just generally I'm a kind person, which that's correct and I agree. but what I've noticed is, for example, in my job is involves like sales and I also train people. And for example, during trainings, there might be situations where I need to be, where I pick up on certain things where maybe people are confused about something or they don't quite have an understanding or feel sort of maybe a little bit of confusion or, And what I do is rather than picking up on the confusion, just sort of stop the training for a second and check in with the person if they're okay. I'm sort of almost ignore it in a way because I don't want to confront the person. I don't know what she's going to say or something. And then I feel like I'm not really intimate with people in a sense because I don't take care of them because I'm still run by my thoughts where I think, oh my God, what's going to happen if I'll say, you know, for example, yesterday there was a situation where I had to train a client of mine, and basically we sell a gift voucher application that basically allows hotels to sell gift vouchers through our system. And basically it was one of the hotels we've already had the whole hotel group trained on, and it was just a particular hotel that needed training, and that hotel hasn't been informed about our system or anything beforehand. And when I sort of started training that person, I felt a lot of resistance from her as if she didn't really want to use our system. And what during the training, sort of, I picked up on her resistance, but I didn't say anything. So I felt almost like I was just carrying on with the training, not acknowledging that there was a little bit of, yeah, resistance from her end or just some confusion or something. So I feel like sometimes I notice certain things in people, but I don't, yeah, I'm sort of afraid of what comes back or something, and then I don't say anything.
Well, one of the first things that you said at the very beginning of your explanation explains a lot of it, Danny. You said you don't confront it. And
yeah,
your idea of it includes a confrontation rather than stopping the action, saying, I want to make sure I'm taking care of you. Is this making sense?
Or... So there's another thing I noticed, Danny. You qualified so much of what you said, like you used the word sort of and kind of.
And it's like.
It's like. And it's as though you're afraid of what might come back at you if you just succinctly said what you needed to say.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Yeah. And so, look, you're going to have to start. You're not going to have to, but I think that you could allow yourself to discover how really capable you are rather than distrust your own abilities because at an early time in your life you thought you weren't capable or that you weren't a good communicator.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely one of the things.
Do you see how at some point in your life you decided you weren't very good at this communication thing?
Yes, definitely.
And, you know, somebody snapped at you when you said something, and you said, I have to be careful about how I speak?
Yeah, definitely. That's 100% accurate, yeah.
That's a lot of it.
One thing I notice is that you're far more direct than you used to be. You're far less qualified than you used to be. But I would definitely bring attention to what qualifications you have that are left because it still really permeates your conversation in a way that disempowers you for the listener. You don't know if some of their resistance might not come from having to listen to the qualification rather than a direct communication.
So they're waiting to hear what you have to say, and the qualifications are like these little sidetracks that you take rather than just saying it.
Okay, yeah.
You know? Because it's not going to be as bad as you think. It's never as bad as you think it's going to be. Their response.
Someone put together that direct
is bad.
Mean.
Right.
Yes.
And then you're mean, age five. That's the age five thing. You're mean. So if you're direct.
It's so true.
Yes.
Thank you. That is so inspiring, really. It's, yes, it's so true, really. I always have the idea that if I'm just going to be really direct without any wishy-washy or something, it's going to hurt the other person in some way.
Yeah, if you don't sugarcoat it, they won't take the pill.
Yes, exactly. That's it.
You know something? I think it's a lot easier for people to take it directly than it is when you try to soften it, because when you try to soften it, they start getting worried that something bad is coming.
Something worse.
Right.
Because our minds go to the worst possible scenario.
You know, frequently we say to somebody, look, what we're going to say to you is not bad. There's nothing bad coming your way, okay? So you can relax.
Mm-hmm.
You have the idea that if you are straight with people, they're going to offend themselves somehow with the information.
Yeah, definitely. And like you said, the experience I had, if I'm not direct, people don't get me. Like, I have to go back and then correct them again, and I have to, it doesn't give the same result as if I'm being 100% honest and direct and speak my truth. So it's kind of, if I'm not direct, it's almost like a delay, and then I have to go back and explain it again versus
yes.
If I'm...
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Mm. And when you're not direct, it never completes itself.
Yes.
But, you know, Danny, you could live your life where what comes out of your mouth is your truth in every moment. So then it becomes easier rather than you qualifying.
Now, well, I'm happy you're coming to the freedom to be yourself. In
right. That's perfect, because then you're not having to qualify what you have to say as though it's difficult. You can just say your truth.
By the way, the idea that you need to qualify will not leave. but okay. you don't mm-hmm. have to believe it anymore. You are now building a body of experience where you discover in reality that direct produces results, and qualified, while apparently nice, isn't exactly what you want and doesn't produce the results that you want. In fact, it's not kind. It leaves people confused.
Yes. Yes.
Really lovely having you call in today. And guess what?
Yes.
Joe flew by.
Yes, it did. Thank you so much, Danny.
And thank you so much, Danny. I'll see you soon.
Yes.
Yes.
And thank you to all of you who listened today.
And share the show with your friends.
Yes, you can send it on Facebook.
That's right.
Let people know we're out here. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks to everyone. We'll be back next week. And come on back and don't miss
being here.
Episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.